Hello friends, thank you for joining us on this episode of iInspiration with Tamuni. Yeah, we're together and we're going to get the ball rolling again. It's good to finally be back, get to talk together, listen to each other, gain inspiration, rub minds, and eventually, hopefully, we'll get your feedback to enable us improve and also ensure that you get to enjoy better, more interesting and inspirational contents. So in today's episode of our podcast, we'll be looking at the very simple topic, mistakes. So yes, we'll be looking at what should you do with your mistakes? Should your mistakes define you? All of these things are very, very key and important things you need to do. So first of all, what's a mistake? A mistake is something that you did in error, which has the possibility of affecting you on doing certain things or increasing the chances of certain things happening to you. So basically, a mistake is something that you do which is not intentional or through your negligence, which might possibly or have some level of influence or affect you negatively. When you talk about mistakes, the question is, are mistakes common to human beings? Yes, mistakes are common to human beings. As a matter of fact, it has been said that no human being is foolproof. So that means we are all with our own forms of inadequacies and poor judgment, our flaws, and sometimes all of these things can characterize into what people might see as mistakes about us. So when we have the tendency to make mistakes, what do we do? How do we tackle these issues? These are some of the most important things, and you know, sometimes the way people respond to issues can make it pretty difficult for them to overcome the fact that they have suffered such challenges or they have committed one or two mistakes. So basically, it is right for us as human beings to begin to look at mistakes from a clearer angle. I love this quote from that is tattooed on the shoulder of Rihanna. It says, never a failure, always a lesson. That's what mistakes are. Mistakes are an opportunity for you to learn, to improve, and not to make any more errors. So whatever it is, a mistake is you failing forward, making mistakes forward, making errors forward. A mistake, whatever it is, whatever the cost, can always be a positive trigger for you to move ahead in life. So it is quite important that we are always able to look at the fact that mistakes are normal, they're important. While it is okay and good for us or preferable that we do not go around making mistakes or falling into error, it is very key that we do the right things with our lives, and part of it will mean that we do not allow our mistakes to define us. So when people say, oh, your mistakes are defining you, what does it mean? It means that there are certain errors, issues, challenges in your life that you've opened the door for, or opened the door to challenges that have cropped up into your life, and are beginning to take up your space. Then are beginning to change your identity, beginning to make you feel like who you're not, making you suffer identity crises as to who you really are. It now begins to overhaul your life, change things. It defines your reaction, defines how you interact with people, defines your approach to things, keeps you in a position where you are unable to take risk or, you know, trying to be overly careful. Sometimes all of those things can happen, but you know, there are better ways to handle our mistakes. Number one is to acknowledge it. Acknowledge you made a mistake. Acknowledge it was not a good judgment. Acknowledge it was an error from your side, and acknowledge the fact that you're not too big to make mistakes, although your mistakes should be minimal at this stage of your life. So it is very important for us to know that our mistakes do not define us one bit. It is our intention, the things we do, the things we can do, how we can turn things around for better, that actually defines us. So we must understand that we must find a way of doing things right. Whenever you make a mistake or you hit at a particular point and you find that you have made errors, the first thing you should think about, or how you should engineer your mindset, is the positivity mechanism, and also the possibility mindset. Also, what do I do? How do I solve this? Be optimistic about it. Look at the challenge. Look at it critically. Examine things. Examine the loopholes and see how you can flow directly in order to ensure that all of these issues or mistakes you might have made are dealt with and they do not define who you are. It is good for you to rise again. Whenever you make a mistake, rise again. Do not settle. I repeat, do not settle. Do not let anything convince you that, oh, you can't handle it. You can't stand strong enough that you would always be a prey. No, you have to rise up. You have to stand up. You have to dig it. You have to do it. You have to be dogged. No, you have to be consistent. You have to be determined. You have to express the stoic reaction to life. Ensure that you are able to give it back to life. The way it gives it to your heart, you give it back to life. You're able to rise again, push forward, press forward, and see how you can actualize your vision. We need to learn that when we make mistakes, it does not necessarily mean that we should let go of the whole idea. The mistake is just a particular point or segment of what happened in a particular trajectory of transaction. However, when it now comes to the point where it begins to sink us or becomes a part of our life, well, that ordinarily we might not be able to avoid. It's better for us that we leave them. But you know, when you make mistakes, we are pushing you go, we are pushing things that you are passionate about, we are pushing things that mean the world to you. The fact that you have been a mistake somewhere does not mean you should sleep on them. You have to work it out, you have to speak about them, you have to find a way to address them and ensure you get the best out of life. So we must not let go, we must hold on, we must be stronger. Also, you know, one thing about mistakes is because you learn forward, you feel forward, that means you learned. So for instance, the things I've not seen in an ordinary setting, I may not be able to do it or know how to do it, but if I make mistakes, you know, and I get to be able to see the corrections, it helps me, it improves my knowledge, it tells me what to do, what not to do, and I'm able to stand well and do everything I need to do. So we must know that even in our mistakes, there is an opportunity for us to win. Even when you are losing, you are still winning. We must be strong, we must ensure that we have the attitude to life, ensure that we win. Regardless of our losses, we stand up again and we win. And the scriptures, you know, that's the Holy Bible says that even though a man falleth, he shall rise up again 7 times. So it's just about the fact that we must apply ourselves to life. If you fall down, stand up. If you feel you're winning, still stand up. Even when you are failing, you are still winning. So we must keep trying to win. Keep trying. Keep trying. Regardless of all your mistakes, don't let anybody bully you with them. Don't let anybody ride rough shoulder on you. Don't let anybody speak ill about your life, your potentials, and the things that you have. Because of all of these things, they are very important. And we are believing that from today's session, you'll be able to glean and understand truly the fact that your mistakes are just a pathway to your success in life, and they should not define you. A lot of times people do know that all of our life experiences mold us to shaping us into the person we should be, not necessarily the person we have to be. So now what happens is that we're able to learn, we're able to put ourselves to it, and eventually as we go in life, all of those experiences begin to come in handy. They begin to help us in such a way that we would not or would push ourselves into a position where we learn enough that would not allow ourselves to be beaten by such circumstances anymore. It means that we are wiser, we are stronger, we are more beautiful, we are more coherent, we know we are more matured, we know how to approach life. So basically for us, we need to ensure that we do not allow our mistakes, errors, the challenges to stand in our way. We have to continuously employ our mind into a very positive mindset and see what we can do to ensure that we live together in peace and harmony. So basically, peace and harmony is not just about your people, your colleagues, your friends, it's about you. Peace and harmony in your mind, your mental health, everything about you. So I hope you enjoyed our episode on this podcast. And this podcast, in case you would like to reach us and give us feedback, you could reach up to me at Mooney Damilola Rotimi on Facebook and across all platforms. You could also reach me on Twitter at Expensive Genius, and other platforms you would get me through my name, Mooney Damilola Rotimi. Would like to hear from you. Would like to hear how you dealt with your previous mistakes, the lessons you learned, and how you were able to overcome them. So see you later. Thank you very much for staying tuned with us. We'll promise you that we'll come back with more exciting content on our next episode. Take care. Thank you.